Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Welcome to Quick Tips on How to Get a Job here in the Cultural Beacon of the Four Corners. We are KSJE 90.9 FM Radio. I am Alicia Middleton, the director of the Career Center here at San Juan College.
Good afternoon. I'm Jill Bishop. I'm the employment analyst.
And I'm Allison Jones, the career pathway coach at the Career Center.
Last week, we were privileged to have Navajo Prep join us in a discussion of current job applications or availabilities within their school. And as we know, we are getting close to the end of 2016. And for 2017, I know a lot of people have on their New Year's resolution is to get a job. So we have them back this week. And for those who were unable to listen to last week's show, remember you can catch us on KSJE.com. Our podcast will archive last week's show, but we're going to give them an opportunity to share a little bit about their schools for those who missed it and for our new listeners. So we have Navajo Prep. We have the Director of Human Services, Kenneth Cooper. He's looking at me like, am I supposed to speak? And we have Roxanne. So which one of you guys are going to give us a little history of Navajo Prep?
That'll be me. My name is Roxanne Lee. I'm the International Baccalaureate Coordinator for Navajo Preparatory School. And just what exactly does an International Baccalaureate Coordinator do? Well, do several things for Navajo Prep. So Navajo Prep has been a institution of education for Native American students since 1994. Under the direction of Miss Betty OJ, our head of school, we have created a mission and vision for our school that entails producing and developing leaders, young leaders, for the future. And it's founded in our school motto, Yidis Ago Natani. And so as part of that entity of Navajo Prep, we have a strong foundation in the Navajo philosophy and foundations of education. And many of our graduation requirements go on to exemplify the rigor and structure and skill sets that we hope to hone in our Native students. And just currently, in 2014, we became an authorized International Baccalaureate Rural School. And this is a pre-university liberal arts education that has its foundations in the whole idea of global mindedness and internationalism. And so that means that our school is part of an entity of the International Baccalaureate Organization that has deep roots, deeper roots, and spans back to 1968. And the IBO, we look at developing youth and young people who are have more of a global thinking and setting, really honing in on what that means as to the character, citizens of the, really just, excuse me, just.
So basically, I know that was a whole lot, and we thank you for that information. Actually, you provided a lot more information than you did last week.
Yes.
So we got a fuller picture of what Navajo Prep does. The purpose of our show is to provide our listeners with quick tips. So the main question that everyone in Radioland wants to know, what jobs are available?
Okay, well, the jobs that we currently have available posted on our website would be part-time / substitute positions, which would include substitute teachers, substitute maintenance, substitute security, substitute bus drivers, and the bus driving position requires a CDL. It's not a training position. The other positions would require a high school diploma, and that's what we have currently on our website.
So for teachers, would they need to have a bachelor's, master's, the substitute teachers?
No. Mm-hmm. The substitute teacher, if they would desire to be paid at a higher rate, they would need to acquire a New Mexico substitute teaching license.
Okay. How would one go about getting that? Do you know?
Well, you can access the New Mexico Public Education Department website, and there is a link that will take you through the licensing process.
Okay.
Great. Excellent. Okay. So we wanted to provide a quick tip to our listeners on letters of recommendation. We get a lot of questions about that and references. On last week's show, you had mentioned that there are some requirements to apply at Navajo Prep. Of course, filling out the application, a resume, and then also attaching letters of recommendation. Can you talk a little bit about those requirements and maybe references that the applicant would need as well?
Yes. The employment application is actually the document that really facilitates the hiring. It's not the resume. The resume is really a snapshot of the individual, because as we review these documents, we're looking for consistency in what the individual is telling us about themselves. So copies of appropriate transcripts would not have to be official during the interview process. And of course, if it's a high school diploma, you quite naturally wouldn't have a college or university transcript, and that's acceptable. Any license that you do have, the three letters of recommendation, that is the minimum. Must have three letters of recommendation.
Okay, great. And do they have to put references down in addition to the letters of recommendation?
Not necessarily, because we perform our reference check on prior employment.
Okay. So we also get questions about how to select someone for a letter of recommendation. I know Navajo Prep has specific things they're kind of looking for in a letter of recommendation. Can you guys kind of go over what kind of you're looking for in those?
Well, in a letter of recommendation, what we look for is the content. We're not interested in a 2,500-word letter of recommendation. We would prefer, because we don't have the time to read narrative on an individual. We prefer somewhere 300 words or less. The individual should be able to tell us enough about you that entices us to want to know more about you. That's some of the basic standards on letters of recommendation, but we also look at letters of recommendations to make certain that they are current and they're not 5 years old. Mm-hmm. We look to see if maybe the individual possibly doctored the recommendation because they couldn't get one, and then they got one from years past and modified the date. Mm-hmm. That can easily be determined. Those are some of the things we look for. As I said, we don't want a narrative. We don't want recommendation letters that are not signed by the individual. That would render it null and void because it's not authentic.
Right. I think that's an important thing to think about is when you are applying for jobs, you know, get those, you know, up-to-date letters of recommendation, you know, from your previous employers, maybe your professors, coworkers, business acquaintances, even customers that you served, just people that can really give you a shining recommendation. And be sure to always ask the person, you know, politely, even before you put them down as a reference. And you want to make sure it's a good reference.
I would also add to that, when you're asking someone to be a person to write your reference letter or a letter of recommendation, make sure you give them a copy of your resume. Because you want your skills and your profession to shine, because you said you want to see what's enticing about that person. So if you're telling Navajo Prep one thing, and then the person that's writing the letter of recommendation tells Navajo Prep something else that's not related to that job, then that recommendation letter is null and void. So make sure that you let your person know the job you're applying for, what skills that the employer is looking for, and then to highlight those skills by giving a copy of your resume. Just my quick tip.
And from the tech side of that, when you upload a letter of recommendation on the website, make sure it is a PDF. So you haven't doctored it, you haven't messed with it, somebody actually signed it, make sure it's a PDF. And even, I know in the past for me, when I've asked for letter of recommendations, sometimes people can email or send those letter of recommendations separate from what I've done. I don't know if you guys do that or not.
Yes, you can do that because our process, you may apply with, if the job has a deadline, mm-hmm. which the ones that are currently posted do not. But if it has a deadline, as long as all of the required documentation is in my office prior to the deadline, mm-hmm. we're good.
Okay. Because it helps it not look tampered with and things like that if it's separately, not from you, but from the person that wrote it. I know that looks mm-hmm. really good as well.
However, I will say that if you send documents for application for a job
yeah.
and you send them at differing times, it's an indication that you're disorganized.
Okay. That's a good thing to good point out, right?
So you would stress that they get their letter of recommendation themselves and upload it and attach it to the application.
Yes, or okay. hand deliver it or send it through the mail.
But you prefer to have all the documents at once.
That's correct, because once right. we set up your file to determine whether or not we're going to interview you, mm-hmm. we want everything in order at that time. We don't want to receive it the day before the deadline.
Right, right. Good point. Good tip.
Good quick tip, right? So you kind of mentioned a few things that would set a good letter of recommendation from a mediocre one. Is there anything else you're looking for? Maybe just, is it more so the person's like personality and characteristics that you're kind of mm-hmm. picking out since you already have their resume and work history and education experience?
Well, of course, if the letter of recommendation is coming from an educator, that letter of recommendation is going to be more specific and possibly the person does not have a extensive work history. They're mm-hmm. new to the job market. So that's viewed in a different light. Someone that's already been in the job market, though, and have had more than one job, there is an expectation that they would know that the letter of recommendation should stay on point and not get into areas of moral and personal issues. We're not interested in that mm-hmm. because we do our own background checks. We want it to stay, as was mentioned earlier, more specific to the person's skill set, mm-hmm. Their sense of urgency, maybe something that they have done in that workplace that made a difference in the workplace. Okay. Those types of things can be pointed out very concisely in a letter of recommendation that leaves the reviewer hungry.
Right, right. Wanting to know more, right?
Yes.
So maybe when you ask another quick tip, when you ask someone for a letter of recommendation, consider what job you're applying for and maybe say, do you feel you know my work well enough to write me this letter of recommendation? Really know who you're asking for that.
And you could also send them the words have left me. You can also send them the job job qualifications. Thank you. The word left me completely. You can send them the job description so they can better understand how you fit into the job that you're looking for as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we also want to give you some tips on requesting letters of recommendation. You would want to give whoever's writing it plenty of time to write it. Don't ask at the last moment. If you're applying at Navajo Prep and the job has a deadline, don't ask the day before so they have to, you know, rush to get it done for you. Provide them with information, the position you're applying for, the job description in your current resume should always be giving to whoever's writing your letter of recommendation. Also for references, you want to ask them, you kind of want to relate those people maybe to the jobs you're applying for. So if they had experience in that field that you're looking for a job in.
I want to make a distinction between letter of recommendation and references. A letter of recommendation is a written document mm-hmm. that you will go and ask someone to prepare for you. a reference can be someone who you just list their mm-hmm. name and their number down so that the employer can call and ask them personally some questions. But my quick tip for that is if you put someone down as a reference, make sure you let that person know that you're putting them down as a reference and for what job and for what position. Because the worst thing to do, and I want you to share that. Have you ever had an experience where you called a reference and they had no idea of who you was talking about?
Yes, I've experienced that when I've done reference checks and so forth. And my heart went out to the individuals that failed to inform them that someone would be calling them. So the reference was caught totally off guard, and it was not a good situation and didn't put the applicant in the best light. And that's the thing, the advice that's been given here is very critical, because an applicant may think that they had a wonderful working relationship, and we live in a society today where there is a great deal of jealousy, mm-hmm. and since you no longer work there or work with that individual, it's payback time.
Right, mm-hmm. right. That's something you need to consider. Definitely.
And then, too, you got to consider the time. If it's someone that you worked with 20 years ago or 10 years ago, that person may not remember exactly what it is. They may say, oh, I remember bits and pieces, mm-hmm. but it's not in the forefront of their minds. So it's really, really important that you inform those references that they will be getting a phone call or possibly getting a phone call so that they're prepared, because it's not a good look when the reference don't know who you're talking about.
So I think you heard all of our quick tips on how to get letters of recommendation and references. And also, if you're interested in the positions at Navajo Prep, go on their website to they're looking for, remember, the more substitute positions, teachers, residential advisors, bus drivers. It's NavajoPrep.com to look at those positions.
And can you tell the listeners your location again?
It's 1220 Apache Street. Mm-hmm. You can't miss us. It will, as Roxanne indicated earlier, we have a gorgeous fence. And that's not because we are trying to keep anybody out. It is a safety tool is what we use it for. Because, as you know, auto accidents do happen, and we're on a heavily traveled street. We, as Roxanne pointed out earlier, we have a beautiful campus, and if you'd like to come down and tour it, we'd love to have you.
Great.
Well, you just heard a quick tip on how to write a letter of recommendation and to get references on applying for jobs. Now, the tips that we provided are not only for Navajo Prep. These tips was actually good tips for applying for jobs elsewhere, but because we have Navajo Prep and they are the professionals on what they look for, we thank them for coming and providing that for our listeners. We wish everyone a happy holiday season. We probably won't be back on the air with a new show until January 23rd, but I'm almost sure that some of our old shows will be repeated. So make sure you still tune in on Mondays at 12 noon on KSJE 90.9. We are the cultural beacon of the Four Corners.